morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are tuning in today. I am Kaylee Berry. I'm going to be your host, and we are going to talk about sacred geometry today. Let's get started. So if we were in person, you would see some sacred geometry on my person. I wanted to go into the meaning behind some of it. So Johannes Kepler, who was a philosopher from the 1500s, believed in the geometric underpinnings of the cosmos, meaning that everything in our universe is made up of basically geometry. So it's one of the main avenues available to us for probing the universe. It helps us make sense of our world and beyond. It's absolutely crucial for making sense of the universe. So there's a lot of forms in nature that can be related to geometry. So for example, the chambered nautilus is one of the main examples that people use when they're talking about sacred geometry, and it's because it grows at a constant rate. So its shell forms in a perfect logarithmic spiral that accommodates growth without changing shape. So this spiral is called the golden spiral or golden ratio. It's also called the Fibonacci sequence, all of these labels, but it all means the same thing. It's basically a perfect spiral. So when things grow, they grow by a factor of 1.618. And you can actually see this in human beings as well. If you take the very tip of your finger, multiply that by 1.618, you get that next section of your finger, multiply that by 1.618, you get the next section of your finger, and so on and so forth. So it's a really beautiful, perfect logarithmic and geometric facility to help us understand ourselves and the things around us. So we're going to talk about the flower of life next. The flower of life is one of my all-time favorite symbols in our world, and mostly because it can be seen throughout history. You can find tombs with this pattern from way, way back in history. You still see it today, of course, as well. And there is one on my arm, like I mentioned before, in my tattoo. But the flower of life is correlated with the golden ratio in sacred geometry. It's infinite, but many times you'll see it as just a portion of the symbol. But it's basically the blueprint of all life on Earth, similar to that Fibonacci sequence as it unfolds in that logarithmic spiral as well. But all geometric forms can be found within it. You can create squares, the tree of life, triangles, Metatron's cube, any other sacred geometric shape can also be found within it. So it is the blueprint of life on Earth and throughout the universe, and it symbolizes the unity of everything as we're all created from this same blueprint. It's a form that's made of interconnecting circles. So you start with one, and you can think of that one circle as being you, yourself, and then you add on circles in a spiraling motion, and that's basically adding all other beings, and that just shows that everything is connected and you can go out infinitely with that beautiful, beautiful pattern. So I hope that you learned a little bit today about sacred geometry, and I guess we'll see you next time.